Welcome back. Today we're going intermediate in Ableton Live 12, and we're focusing on a very specific, very jungle problem. Roughneck ghost notes, because in proper jungle and drum and bass, ghost notes are just quieter snare hits. They're engineered, they're tone-shaped, space-aware, groove-lock to the main snare and kick, and they're one of the biggest reasons a beat feels alive, rude, and rolling instead of stiff and plastic. The mixing goal for this whole lesson is simple. Make ghost notes audible as movement, not audible as a pattern. If the listener can literally follow your ghost riff while the full drums are playing, it's probably too loud or too bright. We want glue. We want pressure. We want that drag and dancer around the snare. All right. Let's build it in a way you can actually arrange across 32 to 64 bars like Riedel DNB, and not just loop a one-bar idea forever. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 range. I'm going to park it at 170 BPM. Now create a clean drum layout. Make a group called drums. Inside it, add kick, snare, maybe a break track if you're slicing breaks, and a hats or perk track. Then create a separate track called ghost notes. Separate lane is important. You want to automate this like a performance layer. If you bury ghosts inside the same rack chain as your main snare, you'll fight yourself later, when you need the drop to hit harder or the second phrase to escalate. Optional but recommended, have a drum bus track or group processing ready, but we're going to keep the ghost processing mostly self-contained so the main transients stay king. Now step 1. Pick the right ghost note source. This matters more than people think. Ghost notes work best when they have mid-range texture, but do not compete with your main snare transient. So you're looking for something like a low snare, a rim, a crunchy clap, a short tick percussion, or a break slice that you can re-trigger quietly. A super practical choice is a short snare layer with a small body and not a ton of top end. Drop a sample into simpler in one-shot mode. And here's a teacher tip. Avoid choosing a ghost sample that already sounds like your main snare. If it's basically the same snare, just quieter, you'll get facey weirdness and your snare will feel smaller, not bigger. Cool. Step 2. Program the ghost pattern. We'll start in a 1-bar loop on a 16th note grid. Keep your main snare on 2 and 4, classic. Now here are two core patterns that always work. Pattern A is the rolling, classic one. Put ghost hits just before and just after the snare so it feels like a drag into the snare. Then an answer after it. Don't get lost in the exact bar numbers. Literally listen. Place one ghost leading into beat 2, another right after beat 2, then repeat that idea around beat 4. The vibe is pressure around the snare, not new snare pattern. Pattern B is more hectic. Think every 16th except where the main snare hits, then you thin it out with velocity and filtering. This one can go wrong fast, so we'll treat it like a variation tool later in the arrangement, not your default state. Now step 3. Velocity. This is the Riedel ghost control. I want you to get comfortable with the idea that ghost notes are not level first. They're dynamics first. In MIDI, start with most ghost velocities around 25 to 35. Then pick one ghost note, usually the one right before beat 2, and accent it slightly, maybe 40 to 50, just to create urgency. If your ghosts are slamming the channel meter, you're not ghosting anymore. A good target is that the ghosts sit roughly 12 to 24 dB quieter than the main snare peak, depending on how much processing you add. We'll mix by ear, but that mental range helps. Now in Ableton Live 12, here's a quick humanization trick that won't wreck your groove. Add the MIDI velocity device. Set it to random mode, with a small random amount, like 6 to 12. Keep drive at 0. The goal is micro variation, not chaos. Step 4. Timing. Tiny nudges make huge groove. If you quantize everything perfectly, ghosts can turn into a sewing machine. So you have two options. Option 1. Groove pool. Grab an MPC-style groove or even extract a groove from a break you like, and apply it at 10 to 25%. That gives you swing without falling off the grid. Option 2. Manual micro nudge. Select your ghost notes and shift them slightly late, like plus 3 to plus 12 milliseconds. Start with plus 6. That little late feel can create that dragging pressure behind a tight snare. And a pro move. Keep it consistent. Random timing often reads as sloppy, not rude. You can also do micro timing by roll. Push pre-snare ghosts a hair earlier for urgency, and pull post-snare ghosts slightly later for drag. But keep those offsets consistent per roll, like you're a drummer with intent. Now we build the processing chain. Mixing focused. This is where the ghost notes become roughneck instead of just quiet. On the ghost notes track, first add EQ8, high pass it, usually somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz. If your kick and bass are heavy, don't be shy here. Ghost notes do not need low end. Low end on ghosts equals mud and a weaker kick base relationship. Then check the boxy area around 250 to 500 HZ. If it clouds the break or makes the snare feel cardboard, cut a couple dB, maybe 2 to 5 dB. If the ghosts need articulation on small speakers, add a gentle presence lift around 1.5 to 3.5 kHE, small boost, wide-ish Q. And if they get fizzy, tame 6 to 9 kHE a little. The point is to put the ghosts in a mid-pocket, not in the top-hand spotlight. Next, a drum bus. This is your sit behind the groove tool. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very small, 0 to 10%. Keep boom off. Boom is for kicks, not ghosts. Now the key parameter, transients. Turn transients down, like minus 5 to minus 15. You want the attack softened so it doesn't challenge your main snare. Ghost notes should feel like movement behind the hit, not a second set of transients fighting for attention. After that, add saturator for mid-dirt. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if needed, but keep it subtle. Then compensate the output so your level stays consistent. Really important teacher note here, gain staging changes the sound of saturation and compression dramatically. Try to keep your ghost track peaks modest before processing, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dBFS. Then add drive. You'll get grit without sudden spitty harshness. Next, add glue compressor to control peaks and keep it tucked. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack somewhere between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Set the threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on louder ghosts. Minimal makeup gain. If you crank makeup, you're undoing the whole point. Then add utility. If your drum kit is wide, keep ghosts slightly narrower. Try width around 70 to 100%. Often I like ghosts closer to mono so the center stays stable and the hats and effects can handle width. Now step 6. Sidechain the ghost notes to the main snare. This is the clarity cheat code. Add Ableton's compressor on the ghost track and turn on sidechain. Choose the snare track as the input. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack super fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until each snare hit ducks the ghosts by about 2 to 6 dB. You want the snare to punch, and the ghosts to fill the gaps around it. If full band ducking makes your ghosts lose too much character, go frequency selective. Use the sidechain filter inside the compressor so it reacts mainly to the snare crack, not the body, or place an EQ8 before the compressor and slightly boost the range. That will trigger the detector, depending on your sample. Sometimes that's 1 to 2 kHz, sometimes it's lower. The idea is, duck the part that clashes, not the entire soul of the ghost. Now step 7. Blending. This is where you get honest. Pull the ghost fader all the way down. Start playback. Then slowly bring it up until you just notice the groove change. Now do the mute test. Mute the ghost track. If muting makes the beat feel stiff, you're close. If a muting makes it feel noisy, it's too loud, too bright, or too busy. Remember this line. The main snare is the leader. Ghost notes are the crew. Also do two monitoring checks right now. First, very low volume. If you still feel the groove improve, that's a win. Second, do a quick mono check. Put utility on the master, map a mono toggle, and make sure your snare still dominates and the ghosts don't turn into mid-range mush. Now step 8. Arrangement. This is where intermediate producers separate themselves from loop merchants. We're going to use ghosts as an energy tool across 32 bars. Bars 1 through 9. Intro and DJ friendly. Keep ghosts filtered and quieter. Automate your EQ8 high pass a bit higher, like around 250 HE, and slowly bring it down toward 160 over the intro. Keep the patterns simpler, like pattern A. Bars 9 through 17, build. Increase the velocity range slightly, add a couple more accents and add just a touch more saturation drive, maybe plus 1 or 2 dB. This is that incremental intensity DNB loves. Now bars 17 through 33, drop. Drop discipline. For the very first impact moment, reduce ghosts hard. You can mute them for the first snare hit, or hard duck them for the first beat. That creates the illusion that the drop hits harder, without changing your main drums. Then for the next section of the drop, bring the ghosts back. And now you can use pattern B as threat mode. Maybe for 1 or 2 bars at the end of an 8-bar block, switch to the busier pattern, slightly brighter or slightly more saturated, then return to pattern A. That reads as escalation without wrecking the groove. Bars 33 through 49, second phrase. Change something meaningful but not dramatic. Switch the ghost sample, or pitch it down 1 to 3 semitones for a darker response, or apply a slightly different groove at 10 to 15%. Small changes, big perception. Bars 49 through 65, breakdown and tension. Trip ghosts out for 2 to 4 bars so the groove briefly loses that glue. Then reintroduce with a filtered tease, maybe higher high pass again. Then open it back up into the next section. Now step 9. Add space without washing transients, using a return track. Create a return called Ghost Room. Put hybrid reverb on it, set it to a room algorithm. Decay short, around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass inside the device around 200 to 400 Hz. And because it's a return, keep wet at 100%. After the reverb, add EQ 8. High pass again around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the reverb pokes in the crack region, dip 2 to 5 kHz a bit. Now send the ghost notes into that return quietly. Think minus 20 to minus 12 dB send level. You want air around them, not hello I am reverb. Quick coach note, separate tone control from level control. If ghosts are harsh, don't just pull down the fader. Fix harshness with EQ, drum bus damp, or saturation tone. Then set level for groove.